Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
8:15 now on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Inauguration Day, Snow Eve, and more. And we're joined by Mike Cooper, President of St. but we'll talk to him in a little bit, President of St. Tammany Parish, see how the preparations are going there. If you look at the temperatures right now, it's 28 degrees in Slidell, 27 degrees in Covington, 30 in Houma, 30 in Belchase, 30 in New Orleans and thereabouts, and it is 33 degrees in Moscow, Russia, right now. So it is actually colder in Covington and Slidell than it is in Moscow. Go figure. And then it gets even worse than that, because if you look at the forecast for the next couple of days, on Wednesday morning, it's expected to be 35 degrees in Moscow, and on Wednesday morning here, it's expected to be about, again, roughly speaking, maybe 39 degrees, about the same thing. So rare that we would have the same weather as Moscow. Mike Cooper joins us now, President of St. Tammany Parish. How you doing, Coop?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit chilly, getting ready for everything that's going to happen. Tell me about preparations in St. Tammany Parish.
Thank you, sir. Well, we've been, of course, watching the projected severe winter weather that we have coming, namely snow tomorrow. And we've been preparing for our roadways. We have salt brine available for our roadways and bridges. Our parish roadways, DOTD, I believe, has the same. We're asking our citizens, with schools being out tomorrow and government offices closed, we're asking that they stay off the roadways if we indeed get the 3 to 5 inches of snow that's projected.
Mike, for people that think, you know, whenever you, that people are overhyping this or that or the other thing, explain to them why you have to take these preparations and why it's not just another cold day and those kinds of things.
Well, particularly, regardless of the snow, we're going to have below freezing temperatures through Friday, with perhaps the exception of a few hours, which means the likelihood that pipes will burst, causing problems. We're asking our citizens to prepare, protect their pipes, and it's going to be Arctic weather for at least 3 to 4 days, with the exception of a few hours. We want them to stay off the roadways because we're not used to driving in ice and snow. It's hard enough to drive around in regular weather. But we're asking our citizens to stay off the highways, stay off the roadways, stay warm, protect your pipes to avoid having to call the plumber, and just be aware of this type of weather that we're going to have the next few days.
What's your major concern here going into this? Is it people getting stuck on the roads? Is it accidents? And let me take a step back and talk about specifically road closures. Is it up to you to make that call? Is it up to DOTD to make that call? And do you anticipate any of that?
Well, we have quite a few state highways here in St. Tammany, and it would be up to DOTD in conjunction with our Engineering and Public Works Department and our Emergency Operations Director. We have many parish roads, so we'll make a determination if, in fact, they're officially closed. We're not barricading. Every road, if we're snowed under, every road is going to be treacherous to travel on. Mm-hmm. So we're asking our citizens to shelter in place. This might be the last day before getting the groceries and other necessities that you may need, gasoline. Even though you're not going to be driving, it might be hard to get gas when services are restored later in the week. So make this the last day of getting your preparations, and indeed stay off the roadways if we have several inches of snow.
How concerned are you about, I guess I'm trying to figure out, with salting the roads and closing them and keeping them open, if you salt them, does that mean the roads will be kept open?
Well, the salting allows the ice to melt, but if it's 3 to 5 inches of snow, I don't think the salting's going to help much. So that's in preparation if we're expecting ice, and we're just asking our citizens to watch the weather, keep in tune with our local radio stations, our local weather stations, our own social media, and we'll keep you posted as far as what's open, what isn't open. But I would certainly, because it's going to be below freezing temperatures tomorrow morning, I would certainly not plan to venture out at all tomorrow.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back with Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Sale Corner Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Traffic now, WWL. Hey, 25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Martin Luther King Day, Inauguration Day. Our coverage starts of that at 10 o'clock. And also, Snow Eve, as we get ready for an unprecedented snow event. Mike Cooper, our guest, president of St. Tammany Parish. Mike, talk specifically, if you can, about water and who should run water, who shouldn't, when. Is it a determination of municipalities? And also the concern with if people run too much water too fast, then you might have water pressure issues with fires. And then, while we're at it, and I'm asking my big, long Papa Hebert question, what about fire prevention and safety when it comes to people trying to stay warm?
So you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what we're promoting regarding our water systems. We have municipal water systems, private water systems throughout the parish that service many neighborhoods, and our public utility systems. If you're on those systems, please keep in mind that the more water you run, it lowers the pressure. And if it lowers the pressure, then the water will not be available for firefighting. In fact, there was a fire last night in the Covington area. So we urge our citizens to trickle the water. You hear your meteorologist and weather forecasters saying, please, pencil thin trickle of water. And that's what you need to do. If you have You should trickle it from the furthest faucet from where the water comes into the house. Mm-hmm. And it simply needs to be a trickle and water thin, pencil thin. And so please keep that in mind.
And then as it comes to preventing a fire in the first place, some thoughts?
The more water that's being used, it drops the pressure and availability of water in the event fire and fire hydrants need to be used. So just keep in mind, we don't want your pipes to burst. So keep a trickle and wrap your pipes. That will help as well.
But I mean, as far as the fire goes, the fire part of it goes, space heaters, et cetera?
Well, I don't think I'm got your question.
Well,
I guess
what it is, just a reminder for people to be safe with space heaters and fires.
Oh, yes,
and so forth.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Yes. Please, this is the time I hear the fire districts promoting all year long, but particularly now, the space heaters, keep them away from draperies and bedspreads, and make sure that you're at home. Don't leave home with the space heaters on, because they can, in fact, generate a fire.
And of course, you don't want to use your oven or your heater or anything else to heat the home because of carbon monoxide, etc. Are you concerned about power outages, Mike?
Well, we have been in touch with our utility companies. They're staged and prepared to respond when they can to power outages. There is concern. However, snow is better than ice, because snow does not put the weight, from what I'm told, does not put the weight on the power lines, causing power outages. So snow is better than ice, but either way, they are prepared. They've advised our office that they are prepared to respond at a point that they can respond.
Thank you, Mike. Any final thoughts, biggest fear, biggest concern?
Final thoughts, keep your pets warm. Our animal services is prepared. Our location in Lacombe is prepared to keep our pets or dogs and cats that are under our care. We're keeping them warm and safe. We ask our citizens to do the same and to help each other. Keep your neighbors, stay in touch with your neighbors, and please help them, offer them a hand if needed.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the time as always. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. We'll come back. We'll talk to Colin Arnold, director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans about the upcoming weather event. And there's a friend of mine who works in TV news in Washington, D.C. We're going to try to connect with her. Last I heard, she was at the arena where President Trump is going to go after he gets inaugurated for an indoor parade, I think is what they said, at the Capital One Arena. So we'll get an on-the-ground report from Washington, D.C., where the president has just left the Church of St. John, I think is the name of it. I was there a couple of weeks ago, a yellow church, and is headed now to the White House for tea with the Bidens. 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Ian Ozan.